Visker and Codge were very close, so the crew did not say anything until he had gone out on deck. Once the captain and first mate were not present, Greville spat blood upon the floor.
Did you see, Dad? Why'd he pick on me? What did I say?
Fearog supported his friend.
Yeah, sometimes their captain will belt you just for looking at him the wrong way. It ain't right, mates.
Greville poured forth his grievances against the captain of the Blood Gullet.
Oh, and why'd we waste the whole season sailing round the Northland coasts? What's to be gained there, eh?
There were nods and mutters of agreement as Fearog took up the cause.
Couple of sacks of vegetables and some grain, and a crazy stripe bound. We could have been in the Southern Isles. At least it's allus warm there.
A runty old weasel, Snikey, spoke his piece.
Captain must have had these reasons. Anyhow, we're sailing clear of the Northlands now, ain't we?
Greville's voice was thick with bitterness.
But we ain't bound for no Southern Isles, are we? I'll wager the captain's got this ship headed for the Western Shoals. And you know what that means, don't ya?
Fearog slammed his knife point into the mess table.
Oi, Visca Longtooth wants to do what Win Flynn Wildbrush couldn't. Kill that old stripe hound and his rabbits and make himself king at a mountain.
Snikey shrugged.
I'd sooner live on a mountain than be stuck aboard this tub all me life.
This was the chance Greville had been waiting for. Grabbing Snikey, he headbutted the runty old weasel hard. Still holding Snikey, he kicked open the cabin door and flung him half-stunned out onto the deck, growling at him.
We ain't getting slayed in battle just to make Longtooth famous. And remember this, you little sneak. One word to Visker or Codge, and you're a dead beast!
Slamming the door, Greville winked at the others.
I caught him a good one. Split his nose, stinking tail carrier. I never trusted that weasel.
A black rat called Durgy shook his head.
You did the wrong thing there, mate. Every beast knows Snikey's the captain's spy. His mouth'll have to be shut for good, or he'll go blabbing to Longtooth.
Fearog pulled his knife from the tabletop.
You're right. I'll see to it that Snikey slips off. Nice and quiet, like.